Brian and Trisha, we are Quixie 98.3, the late, great, mighty Tina Turner, and we don't need another hero. Beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning. We've got more guests in the studio, and we'll start it off with Sakina Bunch from Clean Good Eats, founder of that that wonderful cooking studio that is in Radcliffe. We really enjoyed our visit with you last week. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, you are very welcome. I enjoyed your visit as well.
So you guys have put together a challenge, and I think this was actually your daughter's idea initially.
Oh, I can't say that it was, although I would love to say that it was her idea. It was actually Matt Smith, the president of RSBA.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. So you guys, you got your family operation there, Clean Good Eats. You have this wonderful cooking studio. So this challenge is going to give the four elected mayors of our county a chance to go head-to-head in a cooking competition. Am I getting this all right so far?
That is absolutely correct. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Well, do you know any of them well enough to know if they have any actual skill in the kitchen, or is this all just going to be trial by fire?
Well, I think it's going to be trial by fire. And I pray that it's not going to be on fire. That's all I'm asking.
So, can you explain the rules of what this is and why it's happening?
Yeah, so it's kind of modeled like a Chopped challenge where we give you the ingredients and they're going to be in there. They pick a city council person of their choosing, and they're going to make a main dish, and then that's going to be a double elimination round. Then the last round that we have is going to be a dessert dish. So this is going to be very interesting because I'm not sure how well versed they are in main dishes or in desserts. I guess that's going to be who they pick as their city council person will make the biggest difference.
So the amount of prep that's being done by the city council person, I mean, like, is there a way to cheat? Could they, like, be...
Well... Okay, they're going to be the sous chef.
Okay.
Okay, so that they're supposed to be the supporting chef.
Okay.
Now, how they work that out between the two of them is purely up to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, wow, that's a lot of trust right there.
It is. It is, especially with stoves and ovens.
And you're handing me food and saying, you know, did you do this to the best of your ability? Now I got to finish it.
Yeah, and then the judge has to actually eat it. So, you know, maybe we might need to sign some waivers that, you know, nobody will die.
Now, I'm guessing we're not saying what these meals are ahead of time because we don't want them to practice.
This is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it something that they've possibly heard of, though?
The ingredients, most of them they will have heard of, yes.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this sounds fair. It sounds like everybody's getting a chance to shine.
Yeah.
Now, everybody will have a charitable organization that they're representing.
Yes. Each mayor will have a charity that they will be representing, and the public can feel free to sponsor, and we have various levels that they can sponsor. So we have the community leader that's at a $500 sponsorship. We also have the community supporter that's at $250, and there's also in-person viewing, so they can do that, and that's at $50.
All right. In no particular order, we're going to bring in the mayors that showed up this morning. Pam Ogden of Vine Grove was unable to attend. Jeff Gregory, City of E-Town, is stepping up to the mic, and you are going first because you've got to run somewhere after this.
I do, but I'm glad to get the opportunity to jump in front of these other guys.
So who is your city council person going to represent and help you out? Have you picked someone?
So it's going to be one of either Marty Fulkerson or Julia Springsteen. We have to work that out to see which one of them is available, but from what I understand, they're both pretty talented in the kitchen, which would make up for my lack of. So we need to balance that a little bit.
Okay, okay. So do you have any fears going into this? Are you... notoriously bad?
My biggest fear is losing to JJ.
So you don't mind second place, you just don't want him to be the winner.
You got it.
Gotcha. That's totally acceptable. What's your charity?
We're going to cook for Wesley Hilltop House, and I think most people are pretty familiar over the years what that's done for our community and the youth of our community and the services that they provide. So we're big supporters, I think, a lot of the work that they do, and so that's who we're going to cook for.
All right. So I guess since we threw JJ under the bus, we'll let him talk next. JJ Duval, mayor of Radcliffe, coming up to the plate now. Get it? The plate? Because we're talking about cooking.
Yeah.
So do you have any culinary skills, or is this something you lack in?
Surprisingly, I've got a couple nicknames in the kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which are?
Get out of the way. You're burning it. Do you know beep what you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, those kind of names. Yeah. So it works out pretty good.
Okay. All right. So who is your city council person that'll support you?
Michelle Mitchell.
Okay.
The woman Hold on, I'm getting their title right. She won a title because she owns Family Fun Ice Cream.
Yeah.
And so the dessert should be the best thing that we come up with. But she won a title where she was the woman of the year for business at the state, so for her ice cream shop. So
this seems like an obvious choice.
So yeah. I wish the whole thing was nothing but desserts. We would win.
You're so convinced of that. So who's the charity you'll be representing?
So we're going to do the youth enrichment program there in our town. And what they basically do is help feed and help people that need shelter, youth, and stuff in our community. So we're going to be donating to them.
Okay. All right. And last but certainly not least, the newest mayor in the county, mayor of West Point, Richard Sutton. Please pronounce your name. I always want to get it wrong, and I don't mean to.
Well, here in the United States, it's Cerisi.
Cerisi.
In Italy, it's Cerisi. So just you, either one of those, pick one.
Well, I'm going to try to say Cerisi.
Cerisi. Yeah.
So I'm definitely not Italian. So tell us, do you have any skills in the kitchen, or is this a gift you don't have?
I'm Italian. What do you think, huh?
That should say it all right there.
So we're hoping for a pasta dish.
We'll do anything. We're not particular. We got this.
Okay.
We intend to win.
Okay. I came to play.
Very confident.
We are the pronounced underdog.
I don't mind saying that I've got a lot of feeling that this confidence is not an act.
It is not. Well, you know, everybody knows that the best chefs in the world are men, so Pam Ogden's out.
Oh.
Wow.
And then, you know, if you're going through the grocery store and you see prepared dishes by Chef Duval or Chef Cherezi, which one are you going to buy?
It's Duval. It's pronounced Duval. I mean,
come on. It's Italian. It's going to be good.
Well, that's amazing. So who is your city council person?
Amy Bickle. Very talented in the kitchen. And we're both wearing big jackets full of alternate spices. No cheating. Well, it's a great cause. So is it really cheating if it's for a good cause?
There you go. Now, who is your cause?
We're trying to get the North Harden County Band to D.C. We're going to support, continue the Golden Gala and see how much money we can get. You know, if we can get one tuba player there, we're good. So
there you go.
We're going to help. We're going to do everything we can to help.
We'll let Sakina step back up to the plate one more time again, the plate, because, you know, it's a cooking competition. I love this whole thing. I love what you're doing. Where is your studio at, and how can folks find out more about Clean Good Eats?
We are located in the heart of Radcliffe at 1483 North Dixie Boulevard in Radcliffe. That's Suite B, same building as Two Vets Inspections.
And last but not least, exactly when is this and can folks attend?
Absolutely. So this is 1 week from today, June 1st, from 6 to 8 p.m. They can go on cleangoodeats.com and they can find out more information.
All right. Thank you so much. Sakina Bunch, the mayors of Hardin County in a head-to-head cooking challenge for charity. And we are Quixie 98.3.